I find my rest in you.
Hello again, it's me, Talit Peshkapia, and this is my project Mystic Mercy with The Collective Table, and I'm so happy to be back. And the song we're listening to today and that I'm talking about today is called In the Stillness.
Reach from the dark, yeah, you reach for me in the stillness, in the stillness, in the stillness with you, Lord. In the stillness, in the stillness with you.
So in this season, we're interviewing people about their favorite sermons or sermons that have recently come out, and we're trying to dissect those, and I've been a part of the interviewing process, which has been so exciting and cool. And I got inspired to look back at a musical piece I did through this church that I haven't actually officially released. So this song is called In the Stillness, and it was written in January, and the audience that it was going to was towards people that were feeling stressed out. It was right after Christmas time, and it was also after the insurrection. And so the combination of those two things led to this song where my response was, let's just be still. Let's just quiet down. And so I knew there was still more work to be done, of course, and there's a part of that in this piece too where it says, you know, there is still more work to be done, quite literally. It just says that. And I know stopping doesn't equal, like, taking a moment, even for self-care, just to kind of breathe. That doesn't mean you're clocking out of the world. It doesn't mean you don't care about the world. What it is, it's just taking time. And it's actually assessing everything and properly putting things into place. And for me, that's prayer. For me, that's constantly praying to God. In the middle of the night, I'm waking up trying to calm myself down to go back to bed. It's a prayer. It's, you know, Lord, please let me go back to sleep. And so there's a lot of the moments of stopping and trying to find those moments of prayer and solitude, and also just playing with the idea of the darkness of Christmas time. So we light candles during this time of Advent. And so coming out of that, you know, I like to talk about the light and the dark, and I do in this song, and I look at it in, you know, there's a lot of craziness in Christmas time. There's a lot of, you know, in the holiday season. So all that pressure, plus what was going on TV, you know, going on with the social situation, and just stopping and looking for the light in the dark. I think that that's a big thing that happens during Christmas time that I want to hold on to. So, you know, this isn't a Christmas song, but it came out of that time. And so in a way, it's a response to looking at the world in the darkness and going, yeah, there's light. Yes, I'm going to be a part of putting a candle out and lighting, you know, with my brothers and sisters in unison, you know, lighting up the world, giving goodness in the darkness.
I hear your soothing voice out of the depths. You sing your peace. Emerge from my mind's loud noise. Into my heart you comfort me. In the stillness, in the stillness, in the stillness with you, Lord.
And also, it's a love song. It's a praise. It's saying thank you. It's saying, you meet me here. And of course, you know, the love I get to share with my family, my wife or my kids, it starts from understanding a love greater than myself. And so I'm able to also take those moments of what I receive from my kids or what I receive from my wife or what I receive from my parents and my family and my close friends. And I also understand that that's from God. And so I praise God for those, for the love that I get. And so this is also acknowledging the love of hearing a soothing voice out of the depths. God, sing your peace. And so there's a real recognition of God appearing to me through all of these other things. You know, I've very often talked about how I've written love songs to my wife that ended up going to God, or I've written a love song to God that ended up going to my wife. And I use that because I'll share that with people in some of the writing process that I go through, is because, you know, it feels that real. You know, when I have love to God, or when I receive love from God, it's through those moments, and that I'm able to see my wife, my child, my family, that God gives love through my community to me. And so in a way, this song was written too in the place of attaching that real relationship that I get to have with not just God, but with my family and friends and everyone around me. And poetically, that's not to say, obviously, that God is my wife or my wife is God. It's to say, I see God through these moments. And so when I'm writing and sitting down and trying to put into place those feelings that I get when I'm in deep connection, whether it's through prayer, solitude, silence, obviously, which we're talking about here, I also experience that with my wife and friends and family. And I think that that's what I'm trying to point to, especially coming out of that Christmas time where everything was so wild. Stillness is so important. Being still with your loved one, your partner, your friend, it's so cool. It's so important. And that's what I'm pointing to.
In the stillness with you, you give me light in the dark. You liberate this broken heart. You give me strength to carry on. There's so much work to be done. I find my rest in this great hour. I can't explain your beautiful power, but I know you're working to restore this heart.
So even if there's craziness outside, there's still peace that is coming from God, which is within, and sitting down and finding that time, finding those moments. So it's a lot of that was happening during this season of when I wrote this song. So the song was written as a praise song. It was written as a reminder to stop and slow down. You know, I'm a very anxious person, and so my mind is constantly racing, which is probably why I try to start like a million projects, or I try to do a bunch of things, because it keeps me going. Like, stopping is actually kind of scary sometimes. And yet I'm reminding myself it's okay to stop. You know, I tried to write, there was a couple other songs that I wrote during this time of the year that I want to just be peaceful. And so this is one of those tunes where it's reminding myself as well, saying, hey, it's okay to stop. You know, and I think growing up, the narrative was never, it's okay to rest. I didn't get that narrative. I never had that. So as I'm getting older, I'm starting to realize the value of slowing down. I don't know if that's just getting older or just because I never had the narrative. And now that I know the narrative, it's like really great and restoring. So this is a song, hopefully, of restoration, of seeking liberation through peace and stopping. And Christ and God can give us that liberation. And another really big thing for me was, at the time, just being more in tune with my prayer life and being quiet also led me to reading the Bible more and being just in scripture and remembering one of the big verses that, you know, was always popular for me growing up, at least. You know, I remember this, I think there was like a Newsboys song, but be still and know that I am God is Psalm 46:10. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. And I think, you know, the being still part is the hardest thing. And to even to think, God is this almighty, bigger idea that holds a lot of power. And to think that that can be met in a tiny, small, still moment, that you can reach out to God, that you can have conversation or make a relationship and develop a relationship in these tiny moments, that to me was profound. That's something that inspired me and inspires me still, is that, you know, something small can be big. You know, I've talked about that before, but I mean that, like the real beauty in that. So in writing this song, which is a love song and a reminder, you know, I was able to find this peace. I was able to find a calm, and that's what I hope you'll be able to achieve and to on your own quest in your own time. Maybe this song will help you through whatever you're going through, externally or internally. And stopping and taking that time to acknowledge the world and to even pray to God for peace is so powerful. And I pray that you're encouraged by this and that you're able to find those times and that you're able to dwell in the presence of God through stillness. Peace and blessings to you all.
In the stillness. In the stillness with you, Lord. In the stillness with you.